It's Monday, February 19th, 2007.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Thanks for tuning in to this very special Egypt episode of The Sounds in My Head. Sounds in My Head is a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Walk like an Egyptian.
That right there was New York City DJ Nicodemus doing his song Cleopatra in New York from his album Endangered Species. You can pick up that record in iTunes and eMusic or other places. It's a pretty good song, I think, and it's a great song to open up a very special Egypt episode of The Sounds of My Head with, because it has sort of that Egyptian flair to it, and yet it doesn't really sound like world music exactly, or that new age kind of thing that has taken over world music, whatever. It's just kind of a cool song by a New York DJ, so that's pretty happening. And Endangered Species, worth checking out. You should look into that if you liked that song. So this episode, all about Egypt. You know, when I travel, frequent listeners to the show know that I like to set up place-specific playlists for me to listen to while I'm traveling to that place. And sometimes I share them with you, dear fine listeners, to the sounds of my head. This is one of those episodes. I'm in Egypt, and so when I'm in Egypt, I'm going to be listening to songs that have stuff to do with Egypt. Songs like Nicodemus doing Cleopatra in New York. Songs like this next one. Of course, first we're going to Cairo, and so this song is a pretty good song to listen to when you're in Cairo. It's a very early track from Robert Smith and The Cure. It's called Fire in Cairo. It's from their Boys Don't Cry album. You know, everyone's heard of The Cure. Everyone has at least a few things by The Cure. But going back a while on this, this is from the late 70s, so check it out. The Cure with Fire in Cairo. Where else but on this special Egypt episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Paradise on Earth.
مبروك مبروك
مبروك مبروك
ألف مبروك
ألف مبروك
مبروك مبروك
مبروك مبروك
ألف مبروك
ألف مبروك
عروس حلوين أجمل عروسين عروس حلوين أجمل عروسين يا صلاة الزين يا صلاة الزين على العروس مبروك من قلبي بقولها لكم
مبروك من قلبي بقولها لكم
والفرحة الله يتممها لكم
والفرحة الله يتممها لكم
مبروك من قلبي بقولها لكم
مبروك من قلبي بقولها لكم
والفرحة الله يتممها لكم
والفرحة الله يتممها لكم
وانتو يا حلوين اقبلكم اغني لكم يا صلاة مبروك من قلبي بقولها لكم
مبروك من قلبي بقولها لكم
والفرحة الله يتممها لكم
والفرحة الله يتممها لكم
مبروك من قلبي بقولها لكم
مبروك من قلبي بقولها لكم
والفرحة الله يتممها لكم
والفرحة الله يتممها لكم
وانتو يا حلوين اقبلكم اغني لكم يا صلاة
That right there was a guy named Ali Hassan Kuban. Ali Hassan Kuban is an Egyptian, born and raised in Egypt, various parts. That song was called Mabruk, which is a very good song. I have to admit, I shortened it a little bit, kind of a long song. You sort of heard the Daniel abridged version for the Sounds of My Head, because I don't really like putting on songs that are over like 4 or 5 minutes. Anyway, great song, kind of an oldie but goodie, that one. He produced music for like many, many decades, and he died in 2001, so that's sort of a primer for him. If you like that song, you should check out his other stuff. Very cool guy, and straight out of Egypt. Unlike this next band, who is the only thing they have in common with them is that they're also old. This song is from the 60s. There's a girl group called the Tammies. The Tammies, kind of a cult favorite, not a hugely popular, not gonna hear them on your oldies station most of the time. The song's pretty good. It's called Egyptian Shumba, and it's on a collection of theirs called Egyptian Shumba, the singles and rare recordings of the Tammies from 1962 to 64. So check it out. Egyptian Shumba, where else but on this special Egypt episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Yeah. the first mechanical locks were made of wood.
Oh.
Records show them in use some 4,000 years ago in Egypt.
There was Canada's Hot Hot Heat, an indie favorite that everybody loves the Hot Hot Heat, and they listen to them all the time. Like, I don't know how Hot Hot Heat does it, but they managed to play at every single indie music festival everywhere in the world every time. It seems like every time anything happens with indie music, Hot Hot Heat is playing. And I'm frankly just not a huge Hot Hot Heat fan. You know, I like that song. That song right there, it was called In Cairo. It's from their 2002 album, Make Up the Breakdown. But I'm just in general, I'm not the biggest Hot Hot Heat fan. But that song right there is pretty good. And it was about Cairo, which is the first place I'm going in Egypt. And we're doing amazing things. Obviously, we're going to the museum and we're have a tour of some farms by a migrant farmer. We're gonna go inside the pyramids and all that sort of stuff. One morning, we're gonna wake up at 5 a.m, get on camels, ride through the Sahara, past the pyramids and the Sphinx, up onto a plateau, have breakfast and watch the sunrise over the pyramids. I'm not making that up. That's really something we're doing. All right, enough bragging. What I was gonna say is that when I'm at the museum, I'm probably gonna see a lot of stuff that belonged to the one, the only King Tut, which is the title of the next song I'm going to play. It's by a very fascinating character. His name is Dr. Didge. That's his stage name. His real name, Dr. Graham Wiggins. He's a physicist and didgeridoo expert who street busks playing the didgeridoo in London. He's also put together some sort of electronic music with some other people. So check this song out, King Tut by Dr. Didge, from his album Out of the Woods. Where else but on this special Egypt episode of The Sounds of My Head.
in ancient Egypt, about 48 BC, there was a lonely old soldier named Julius Caesar on leave overseas. And he was hanging out in Alexandria town at a little cafe when he saw a nice looking gal named Cleopatra who swept his heart away. Well, they both got to talking, and Julius asked if tomorrow she'd be free. But Cleopatra had plans to start a war with her brother Ptolemy. So Mr. Caesar said, if you need some help, I'll meet you at the battlefield about 8:30. Then he tasted a piece of fruit and said, this is pretty good. Cleopatra said, it's a date. Cleopatra tried to gain power at any cost to fill her ambition. She was a beautiful siren from the Middle East and a brilliant politician. And from the metropolis of Rome to the shores of the Nile, she charmed everyone she met with her charisma and her style. Julius and Cleopatra won the war that placed her on the throne. And after that, he talked her into moving with him back to Rome. But things didn't work out when a bunch of Caesar's friends stabbed him in the back. And he died in the alley that fateful day from the brutal attack. Cleopatra moved back to Egypt, started hanging out with Mark Antony. He was a gallant Roman commander and Caesar's good buddy. And soon they fell in love and were living large on her barge. But there was trouble brewing back at home in Italy. Cleopatra tried to gain power at any cost to fill her ambition. She was a beautiful siren from the Middle East and a brilliant politician. And from the metropolis of Rome to the shores of the Nile, she charmed everyone she met with her charisma and her style. All the Roman folk in Roman town were getting sick of Mark Antony roaming around. When he met Cleopatra, he was a married man to the sister of a guy named Octavian. And Octavian was a local big shot with a bad attitude. He said, I don't like the way that you treated my sister, so I'm gonna start a feud. Mark Antony was up to the challenge. He said, you don't scare me. I'll put my 200,000 troops on a boat and meet you in the Mediterranean Sea. But unbeknownst to him, Cleopatra made a deal with Octavian that would ultimately lead to catastrophe. Cleopatra tried to gain power at any cost to fill her ambition. She was a beautiful siren from the Middle East and a brilliant politician. And from the metropolis of Rome to the shores of the Nile, she charmed everyone she met with her charisma and her style. Octavian and Cleopatra had planned to fake her own death. When Mark Antony found out his beloved had died, he soon took his last breath. 'Cause the world held nothing for him, with no one around to adore him. So he took out his knife, and he ended his own life. When Cleopatra tried to get Octavian to make good on their pyramid scheme, that guaranteed she'd always remain Egyptian queen, Octavian said, all deals are off and your reign isn't really gonna last. So she drank half a bottle of grape wine, fell right on her ass. Cleopatra tried to gain power at any cost to fill her ambition. She was a beautiful siren from the Middle East and a brilliant politician. And from the metropolis of Rome to the shores of the Nile, she charmed everyone she met with her charisma and her style.
The one, the only Wally Pleasant right there doing his song Cleopatra. Oh, how I do love the Wally Pleasant, East Lansing, Michigan's indie folk hero, Wally Pleasant. That song right there is sort of the edutainment song of the episode, not 100% educational, but has a little. It's the most educational you'll find on this year episode of The Sound of My Head. And I want to play it because in addition to loving Wally Pleasant, I'm going to be going up to Alexandria to go scuba diving in the Mediterranean Sea, where I will swim down to the bottom to the Underwater Museum and take a look with my own two eyes at the remains of the lost city of Cleopatra, which has been at the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea for thousands of years. Pretty amazing. And yes, I'm really doing that. Totally, totally, incredibly cool. But again, enough bragging. Let me finish up this episode of The Sounds of My Head with UK's Phil Thornton and Hassan Ramsey doing their song On the Road to Alexandria. It's from their album Enchanted Egypt. And, you know, I have to admit, this does kind of borderline on that new age sort of crap that has sort of taken over world music. But it's somehow, I think it's still pretty good. And it's called, you know, On the Road to Alexandria, which is fitting with my whole Cleopatra, Wally Pleasant sort of thing that I'm going for right here. So we're just going to end with this. Check it out. Phil Thornton and Hassan Ramsey, On the Road to Alexandria, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was To Cairo by John Williams, Pharaoh's Dreams by Hepcat, Fold Your Hands Child, You Walk Like an Egyptian by Solex, and Purple Rose of Cairo by the New Orleans Ragtime Orchestra. If you want to see pictures of my trip to Egypt, don't hesitate to email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you March 5th with an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Stadler?
Yeah, what?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.